In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
My mission is to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That is true. Jesus came for the Jews, came to preach to the children of Abraham. But this Canaanite woman kind of upsets the apple cart. Jesus, his mission is to Israel. That's his mission, given by his Father. And his mission is to bring the kingdom through signs and wonders. The kingdom in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says today, it is not right to take the food of the sons and daughters and throw it to the dogs. First of all, what is the food of the sons and daughters of God? It would be healing and deliverance, because that's what they're talking about. So the food of the children of God would be healing and deliverance. It is not good to give the food of the children to dogs, because the Canaanites were considered to be dogs. So Jesus just calls her for what she is. You're a dog. And she said, you know what? You might call me a dog, but I'll eat the scraps just like any dog. And Jesus sees her faith, I tell you. Jesus sees her persistent, and Jesus sees her faith. And Jesus goes against his mission. That always troubled me. Jesus goes against his mission. His mission is to the Jews. But now, he does something that is beyond his mission. And that is to bring healing to a dog, to a Canaanite. I tell you that the woman's plea and the woman's faith touched Jesus at the core of his being. The woman's care for her daughter touched Jesus at the core of his being. She was insistent, she was persistent, and she wasn't going to leave until she got what she came for. Her beloved daughter was ill with a demon. And you know, I've heard about you, Jesus. You fix people. You know how to do this stuff. And I'm not leaving until I get what I came for. This persistence is a grace from heaven. Not many people have this kind of persistence. Most people quit before the yes is given. Most people quit before God opens the door. Discouragement sets in and we fail to win the prize, because discouragement and circumstances tell us it's useless. But you see, when you love a daughter, when you love a daughter, you'll do anything for that daughter. If I have to hound you, what did the disciples say about her? The disciples came up and began to entreat him, get rid of her. She's a haunt. She's trouble.
We can't do anything without her tormenting us about this daughter. Get rid of her.
I don't know if you've ever felt that way. Of course, I felt that way. Get rid of her. But you know, Jesus isn't that kind of person. Maybe the apostles are. But Jesus sees the core of faith that the Canaanite woman has that even the disciples don't have. And he will even change his mission. It's totally amazing. It's totally amazing. In the first reading, we also see something that God says. And God says, go take the land. That's what God said. Go take the land. Go into Jericho. But fear entered in again. Fear entered. We can't do it. They're big. We're like grasshoppers. When God says, go take the land, you go take the land. I don't care if they're like grasshoppers, you're like grasshoppers, and they're like giants. When God says, go take the land, that means the land is yours. The woman would not let fear or intimidation get in the way. She had come with a purpose, and she wasn't going to budge. The Israelites, on the other hand, they saw what they saw through the eyes of humanity, not through the word of God. God said, take the land. They said, we can't. They spread fear, discouragement. Jesus told us to go to the ends of the earth and preach the gospel. Jesus told us that he gave us power and authority. Jesus told us signs like these shall follow those who believe. Who's believing Jesus? When God says something, you do it. Or else you'll hear God say, 40 years I endured that generation. I said there are people whose hearts go astray and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger they shall not enter into my rest. Because they did not take the land, because they lived by their fears, I tell you, then God says about them, 40 years I endured that generation. They are a people whose hearts go astray. And they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. When God says to do something, if the church doesn't do it, and if we don't do it, then we are under the wrath of God. It's as simple as that. When God says do something, you say, okay, I don't know how to do it, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. I don't know where to start, but you know what? I'm going to start anyway when God says do it. Rather than, well, you know what? I don't think I have the ability to do it. And you know, I'm looking at this and saying, this is totally nuts. How can I do it? This isn't going to get done. When God says do it, you do it. He will provide the resources. When Jesus says, do it, you say it's going to be done. And I'll tell you, if you don't do it, he'll get someone else. It's just the way it is. You don't do it, he'll get someone else. Because you know what? He doesn't need me and he doesn't need you. He'd just say, you know what? I said, do it. You live in unfaith, and you know what? You live in your unfaith. I'm just going to get somebody else. Because my ability and my resources are infinite. But you're the first one I've asked to do it. And you say, no, I can't. I don't know how. I'm not able. I'm not smart enough. I'm not handsome enough. I'm stupid. I'm too afraid. I'm too fat. You know, whatever excuse we use. And as a result, because Israel did not take the land, they roamed in the desert for 40 years. When God said, take it, they lived by fear and they lived by what they saw. I tell you, if you live by what you see, you will never get any further than where you are. For he said this weekend, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the Father's right hand. The action is at the Father's right hand tonight. It is not on the earth. It is not in Rome. It is not in Brighton. It is not in Holy Rosary. The action is at the Father's right hand. That's where the action is. If you want to know where the action is, it's where Jesus is seated as the great high priest, ever living to make intercession for us. That's where the action is. Seek the things that are above, not the things that are below, where Christ is seated at the Father's right hand. That's why the Lord in history has chosen all these incompetents that were able to accomplish his will, because when he said, take the land, they said, aye, aye, sir, and they went to do it, whatever the land was. It was not because they were smarter. It was not because they were more able. It was because they were obedient. Who listens? Who listens? Who listens? Whose voices are we hearing? I want to tell you, if you live by the voice of fear, you will be jailed by fear. You will be hemmed in by fear. If you live by that voice of fear that wants to hem you in, I tell you, you will get no place. If you live by the voice of intimidation, that something wants to intimidate you and bring back all your sins, you'll get no place. If you live by your past record, and you think God is going to choose your future for you because he judges your past record, I tell you, you better look at the saints and see, God doesn't show your future because of your past. Because if he did, he never would have chosen the Apostle Paul or Augustine or any of the other poor bums. If you live by what you see, I'm going to tell you, you could be a failure upon the earth. And the church has no need of you. What we see is temporal. We believe in the visible and the invisible. We believe that God is able to do what he promises to do. We believe that God has no obstacles. We might get obstacles, but you know what? We proceed to do what God has told us to do. But you know what? We don't want to hear God. We've all got our own plans of life. We've all got our own plans of life. Why should I hear God? It might upset my life. Oh, no, honey, it won't might. It will upset your life. There's no might about it. Your life will be upset. If you think that God's plans are nice and neat, you're out of your mind. God's plans are to subdue the earth with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's God's plans. God's plans to use incompetence to preach the gospel, to go beyond yourself. Like, have you ever looked at your sphere of influence? You someday have to draw a diagram of your sphere of influence. And maybe your diagram will include you and your family and maybe a couple of relatives and a couple of people next door. I'm going to tell you that sphere of influence is too small. That is not God's vision for you, honest. That's too small. Imagine if that's what the apostles think. My sphere of influence is right in Jerusalem. You see? That's my sphere. Because you know what? I'm comfortable there. Honey, if you're comfortable, you're living in sin. The gospel is not comfortable. Honest. The gospel puts a fire under your pants. The gospel has nothing to do with comfort and everything to do with challenge for those who would want to hear the word of God. To go beyond ourselves. To be stretched. You know, I have these trousers, you know. And they stretch because they have elastics on them. So if I get a little bigger, they'll stretch with me. That's the way we should be living for Jesus. That we get stretched. Yeah. But who wants to be stretched, honey? Like who? I'm too old. Like, I'm too weak. I'm too poor. I've already set my sails a certain way. I know what I'm going to do. I know my life's plan. Really? You do? Where's God in it? We're all so comfortable, you know? In our own little world, we're all so comfortable. Because you know what? We don't want anyone to disturb our comfort because, you know, we're not comfortable with demons. That's right. I'm not comfortable with demons either. But you know what? They're reality. I don't want to ever get comfortable with them, but you know what? When something's got to be done, I better do it. I'm not comfortable with people who steal from me. I'm not. Really not. I'm comfortable with people who rip me off. But you know what? I have to forgive them. Doesn't mean that I'm going to be stupid. But I'm not comfortable with that. I'm sometimes not comfortable with sharing my house with a lot of people. You know? Because, you know, it's my house. Understand? It's my house. I'm not comfortable with it sometimes. Well, who died and made me boss? You know what I'm saying? I'm not comfortable with that. Well, you know, get over it. I'm not comfortable going to abortion mills. I hate doing it. You think I like doing that stuff? I'm not comfortable. I hate that. I hate that. I get sick every time I go. I think of what happens in that place. And then I go on tirades because I see what happens. And I see what we don't do. I'm not comfortable with it. I hate it. But not comfortable with it. You see, I'm going to tell you, if we're not living with discomfort, I don't know who we're following. I really don't know who you're following if you're not living with some discomfort. Because the gospel is very, very challenging. It'll challenge your pants off. It'll challenge your money. It'll challenge your time. It'll challenge your family. It'll challenge your stretching, your life. If you're looking for a comfortable life, please do not follow Jesus. Please. He is not, there's nothing comfortable about Jesus Christ. He ended up on a cross. Where do you think you're going to end up? Because no teacher or no student is greater than his teacher. Like, where do you think you're going to end up? It wasn't comfortable for Jesus to suffer the agony in the garden, to draw into himself the sins of the world. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't comfortable to be stripped naked and to stand before his persecutors. It wasn't comfortable to be nailed to a cross as the one who spoke the world into existence. It was not comfortable. As a matter of fact, when I go through the scriptures, I don't ever see the word comfortable. Maybe you can find it for me. Go through the Bible and see if you find the word comfortable. But you know what I do see in the scriptures? I see a lot of inconvenience. I see a lot of people in jail. I see a lot of bloodshed. I see a lot of people not only speaking about Jesus, but I've got, you know who I have in my pocket right now? I'm going to show you. At least I thought I had him. Well, he left. Isaac Jogues. Good Isaac Jogues. Had Isaac Jogues in my pocket. He died a martyr. Oh, yeah. I thought I'd put him in my left-hand pocket tonight. Just to remind me, maybe that might be my fate. You know, they cut off his fingers so they couldn't celebrate Mass. Oh, yeah. You know, one day the Lord showed me a vision of how he died. I had to turn my face. Comfort? Don't believe these preachers that talk about Jesus and says it's going to be, you're all going to have a smooth life. You know what? They're damn liars. You'll have a wonderful life. Your life will be greater than you could ever imagine. But it will not be smooth. There will be people who will hate you. There are people who want to ostracize you. They want to kill you. Jesus said it. They'd hand you over. The very people that are your converts will want to put you in a cage like they did to Alphonsus Liguori. Like, let's break beyond our fear. Let's see what God has for us. We haven't even yet begun to serve the Lord. Let's break down the barriers of fear and intimidation. Let's go beyond what we think and about our little worlds. Let's start to ask the Lord, what are you challenging me to do? And give me the guts as well as the grace to do it. The two G's. The guts and the grace. God told his people to conquer the land. And they said, no. They spread discouraging words about that land. We are like grasshoppers. They are like giants. And you know the epitaph of the people? He said they would all die in the desert. And he says in the 95th Psalm, 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. The word tonight is beyond. That's the word. Beyond the beyond. And if you're comfortable, I hope I put a fire under your backside, because it's not God's will. It's not God's will that you be comfortable. It's God's will that you be obedient. You might say, I don't know how to do anything. Well, you know what? It's time to learn.
It's time to get your Bible out, start reading it, and start living it. It's time to learn. It's time to find three little people and try to pour your life into them. It's time to learn. It's time to go after people that are on their way to hell. It's time to learn. It's time to start thinking, I wonder one day where I could go to New Zealand and preach. Hallelujah. Down under. It's time to learn. How will I ever get to New Zealand? I don't know, but one day I'm going. I want to go to New Zealand. I want to go to Australia. I want to go there. I want to preach there. I want to go to China. I do. I want to go to India. I do. I want to go to Poland. I do. I want to go to Italy. I do. I want to go. I want to go. I want to preach. I want to go where I've never gone. How am I going to get there? I have no idea, but you know what? If God provides a way, I'm going. God provides a way, I'm going. Because you know, the gospel's too good to be kept in one little place.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.